This is Weekend Edition on 90.7 WFAE. Good morning, I'm Duncan McFadden. It's 8:35. Federal prosecutors announced yesterday evening they filed criminal charges against Duke Energy over last year's massive coal ash spill into the Dan River. Minutes before that, Duke Energy announced the two parties have reached a settlement. WFAE's resident coal ash expert Ben Bradford joins me now to discuss. Hi there, Ben.
Hi, Duncan.
So the Dan River spill happened more than a year ago. Had charges not already been filed?
Well, there's a series of lawsuits in both North Carolina and in federal court having to do with coal ash. So environmental groups are suing state regulators are suing Duke, and environmental groups are suing Duke. Many of them actually began before the Dan River spill.
So it's a complicated web here.
Yeah, and so this is a big strand, though. So after the Dan River spill last February, and remember, a pipe broke under one of these ponds where Duke stores its coal ash, and at least 30,000 tons of ash and nearly 30 million gallons of wastewater spilled into the river. A couple of weeks after that, federal prosecutors began issuing subpoenas to Duke and to state environmental regulators about possible criminal charges. And other than that, that investigation was ongoing, we haven't known much about it until now.
And these criminal charges against Duke are from that investigation.
Exactly. So all three U.S. attorney's offices in North Carolina filed charges against Duke for violating the Clean Water Act. And not just at the Dan River. They filed charges for Duke not maintaining the pipe there and for the spill. But there are also charges at the Lee Power Plant in Wayne County, the Cape Fear Plant, the Asheville Plant, and the Riverbend Power Plant, which is here in the Charlotte region.
So what are the charges at these four other plants?
So there are certain places near the top of coal ash ponds where the cleanest water gets discharged, and so that's so the ponds don't fill up when it rains, for instance. But the suits accuse Duke of letting coal ash or storage water out in other places without permits and, in some cases, engineering new drains for the water to spill out of. And then for the Cape Fear plant, they're charging Duke with not maintaining the risers, those pipes that release that cleanest water. The utility had to do repairs last year and pumped more than 60 million tons of water out to do those repairs. Now, all these are misdemeanors for violating the Clean Water Act.
But they're settling those charges, right?
It looks that way. As you mentioned, even before the U.S. Attorney's Office announced they'd filed charges, Duke announced they'd reached a settlement. Any actual court documents are sealed, but the company reserved $102 million for legal fees this quarter, and it now says roughly two-thirds of that will go toward fines, and the rest will be for mitigation and community service. And I should say the money comes from shareholders, not ratepayers.
So they'll pay about $100 million. Duke's a multi-billion dollar company. How big of a deal is this?
Yeah, you know, I think it's pretty significant for a couple of reasons, although I should say a judge still has to approve the settlement. The Dan River was the third largest coal ash spill we've had in the U.S., but this is the first time criminal charges have been filed. So there's a finding by prosecutors that a company was actively negligent, and that hasn't happened for these other ones. Duke also has signed a document saying they'll plead guilty to at least some of the charges, and that could possibly have some reverberations in some of these other court cases. The central question in all of them is basically some form of, has Duke's coal ash polluted the water around it?
If this lawsuit wraps up, how much will Duke have paid so far, and what costs might it face going forward?
So the company reports it spent about $20 million directly on the Dan River and its cleanup. There's still other lawsuits that we've mentioned, and then this settlement wouldn't affect other fines that might still come down from the EPA and the State Environmental Agency. And then state legislators passed a bill last fall that has the company closing all 33 coal ash ponds it has at its coal plants around the state over the next 15 years. So Duke has set aside more than $3 billion for that, but has said it could cost up to $10 billion.
And finally, what's been the reaction here from environmental groups who've been very critical of Duke?
Yeah, that's right. And it's related to that last point, actually. State regulators still need to decide how much cleanup Duke will have to do in relation to that new state law. Here's Amy Adams from the environmental group Appalachian Voices.
What we still haven't seen and what we're still waiting for and what's sort of the more important resolution here is how are we going to get these sites cleaned up? This answers the question of negligence, but this does not address when will the sites be cleaned up across North Carolina.
So Duke's going to dig out all the ash from four sites, including three of the ones in this lawsuit, Riverbend, Asheville, and then Dan River. And then the state still needs to determine how they're going to close the rest of their storage ponds and when. You know, will they have to remove all the ash? Can they leave some of it in place but just drain the water? And does that have to happen in 5, 10, or 15 years? And I think that's really the biggest fight remaining.
WFAE's Ben Bradford with possibly a bit of resolution in what's been a year-long saga following the Dan River coal ash spill. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.